Several state health care advocacy organizations in Maine are suing the state over its refusal to expand Medicaid. The lawsuit filed today in Kennebec County Superior Court seeks to compel the Department of Health and Human Services to implement Medicaid expansion after the department missed a deadline to file an application with the federal government. Patty White has more.
That deadline was in early April, and Robin Merrill of Maine Equal Justice Partners says the state's inaction is why her organization, along with Consumers for Affordable Healthcare, the Maine Primary Care Association, Penobscot Community Healthcare, and several individuals have filed a lawsuit.
To uphold the will of Maine voters and get health care to 70,000 Mainers, Mainers who have already waited far too long for care.
Maine voters approved Medicaid expansion in a referendum last November. Once implemented, Maine would receive about $500 million a year in federal funds, and it would cost about $50 to $60 million a year in state funds. Governor LePage is a staunch opponent of expansion and has said his administration won't take any steps to implement until the legislature finds funding. But Jamie Kilbreath, the lead attorney representing the healthcare organizations in the lawsuit, says identifying funding is not a requirement to file the federal application, and that's the basis for the suit.
There's just no excuse for that.
Kilbreath says the LePage administration's refusal to implement Medicaid expansion is not only illegal.
It's bad for the rule of law. It's setting up the idea that individuals in state government can do whatever they want.
Despite the will of voters, Medicaid expansion is supposed to take effect in July, and Kilbreath has filed a motion to expedite the lawsuit. He says if Attorney General Janet Mills agrees that the LePage administration is breaking the law, the matter could be resolved within days. A spokesperson for Mills declined comment on the lawsuit, but less than a month ago, Mills, who's also a Democratic candidate for governor, suggested the state use additional tobacco settlement funds to pay for expansion. Governor LePage rejected that idea as a one-time budget gimmick. Neither his office nor DHHS responded to requests for comment for this story by airtime. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.